This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be getting to your calls early this on this program. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Susie Goodwin, who is the parent of an autistic child who she actually healed. She reversed his autism, and now he's a fully functional adult, or at least he's 20 years old, if you consider that an adult. I met Susie a couple weeks, actually about a month ago, and we talked a little bit, and I said, you got to share your story. It really is an amazing, amazing story about dealing with autism. Susie will be on to tell her story. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got a special running on our AHA Energizing Exfoliator, Energizing Mineral Exfoliator, the only AHA, Alpha-Hydroxy Acid Exfoliator, that's made with plant-derived minerals, and a lot of them, fulvic minerals. I use those minerals in a lot of my formulations. You'll find them in our fulvic plant-derived electrolyte minerals, in our biomimetic mineral mist, in our hyaluronic mineral hydrator, and also in our AHA Energizing Exfoliator. All Truth Treatment products are up at truthtreatments.com. Also have a skin health blog up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, Susie Goodwin at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment. I want to continue talking about just this fascinating element. I know we've talked about it in the past, but it's just so interesting, and deficiencies are so common, and it's got so many various ways that it can help improve health. That is supplementation or diet, and of course I'm talking about sulfur, the 16th element on the periodic table, the 7th most abundant in the body, one of the few elements on the periodic table that is non-metal. All the elements on the periodic table, I should say most of the elements on the periodic table, the vast majority of them, are metals or they're semi-metals. That means they conduct electricity, basically. Sulfur does not conduct electricity. It's non-conductive. But it is. It does generate heat. In fact, it's known as the heating element. Throughout history, it's been referred to as brimstone, fire and brimstone. The burning qualities of sulfur have been well recognized. It doesn't conduct electricity. It's not like a metal, but it does generate heat, and it can become electrical when it's combined with oxygen. And this combination of oxygen and sulfur is one of the most important entities in the body, molecules in the body. The sulfur-oxygen combination is called a sulfate, and it is like potassium and like sodium and like magnesium. It's actually a type of electrolyte. It carries electrical energy. Sulfates are actually one of the ways that cells utilize energy. One of the ways that the body utilizes energy, and sulfates will get stuck onto different molecules in the body to make them more water soluble, especially vitamin D. Vitamin D sulfate is way more powerful than vitamin D. It's the preferred form of vitamin D. Vitamin D sulfate versus vitamin D. You take a supplement, you're getting vitamin D, but if you let the sun make your vitamin D, it's vitamin D sulfate. It's a much more powerful entity. Cholesterol sulfate also is more important for the body. It's more usable for the body, and it moves throughout the body more effectively than cholesterol. In the world of HBA, health and beauty, the world of shampoos, the world of cleansers, conditioners, sulfates have gotten this reputation as a bad guy. You'll see sulfate-free on a lot of shampoos or a lot of cleansers. It's almost like a fad these days, sulfate-free. Actually, it's been going on for about 20 years now, sulfate-free. The idea that sulfates were problematic started out with a specific type of sulfate called sodium lauryl sulfate. Pretty much everybody out there has heard of sodium lauryl sulfate, which is basically just lauryl, which is a fatty acid, lauric acid. It comes from coconuts and found throughout nature. And when you stick a sulfate on it, it changes the characteristic of it because sulfate is so electrical. So you basically electrify the fat, you electrify the lauric acid, and you get lauryl sulfate. And it has to be attached to a sodium molecule for whatever reason, for to keep it water soluble. And you can end up with this thing called sodium lauryl sulfate, which was fairly enough and rightly said to be very harsh. Because sulfates make things more water soluble, when they make fats more water soluble, they contribute a certain electricity and or energy to the fat. And this can be irritating to the skin. Skin doesn't like to have lots of high energy, water-soluble fats. That's a problem. That's why soaps are so problematic. These high-energy, water-soluble fats, that's how you make a soap, you make a water-soluble fat, they can be irritating to the skin. And it's not just sulfates. Sulfates got the bad rap. And it's true that sulfates can be irritating, but any substance that foams a lot is going to be irritating. It's the foam that's doing the irritating. Foam strips fats. That's why you don't want to be using soap, by the way. When you're washing your face, you want to be using very, very mild cleansers. It's things that don't foam, ideally. You don't want a lot of foam. Use our hyaluronic honey cleanser, you're not going to get a lot of foam. If you use our peppermint salicylic cleanser, you're not going to get a lot of foam. And by ours, I mean our Truth Treatments, truthtreatments.com. If you go to truthtreatments.com and get our honey hyaluronic cleanser or our peppermint salicylic cleanser, they don't foam a lot. But they clean, and they clean really well because you don't need to have a lot of foam to clean. And by the way, you don't want to shampoo your hair twice, like it says, rinse, lather, and repeat. That's baloney. You don't want to be rinse, lathering, and repeat. In fact, you don't even want to be shampooing your hair a lot. Hair is not meant to be shampooed unless it's really dirty, of course. You're working in a coal mine or got a lot of dirt on your hair for whatever reason. But other than that, this idea of washing your hair every day, even when it's not dirty, that's not good for your hair or your scalp for that matter. So sulfates have an electrical, they have an electrical charge they carry. Sulfur on its own doesn't, but sulfates do. Sulfur plus oxygen. And this electrical property supports the movement of fluids, especially steroids, cholesterol, as we said, and vitamin D. And vitamin D, by the way, is cholesterol. Just a tiny little tweak. They're essentially the same molecule, which is kind of interesting right there. Sulfates are used in the liver as a part of the detoxification machinery. Sulfates are a key player in connective tissue. This makes sulfur one of the most important anti-aging substances you could ever take in. You can't take in sulfates necessarily. Your digestive juices will break them down, but you sure can take in sulfur. MSM sulfur, and food sulfur. And I'm not done talking about sulfur. There's a lot we can, a lot more stuff we got to say about sulfur. But we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got Susie Goodwin coming up at the bottom of the hour. You are listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Got Susie Goodwin coming up at the bottom of the hour. She's going to talk about her journey with her autistic son. Susie is a certified Love and Logic parent facilitator and a child elementary and early childhood education teacher. And she's got some interesting things to say from an experiential point of view about dealing with autism. We'll talk to Susie at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. I found this interesting article today and just got my attention. Quote, oneness beliefs and their effect on life satisfaction. The notion of being at one with a divine principle, life, the world, other persons, and even activities has been discussed in a wide variety of scientific research streams from different disciplines. Anyway, this is a study that was done on two large studies that were done on 67,000 people. Results revealed a significantly positive effect of oneness beliefs on life satisfaction, even rendering the effect of some religious affiliations insignificant or negative. And this is from the journal Psychology of Religion and Spirituality. It is a peer-reviewed journal. It's not some airy-fairy, new-age kind of thing. Scientists are really studying this idea of the psychological impact of oneness, and make no mistake about it, psychology affects physiology, even though we talk a lot about the physiologic aspects of health here. Psychology affects physiology. Our psychology is a manifestation, our physiology is a manifestation of our psychology. It's the end result of our psychology. And if you have a health challenge, there's definitely a psychological aspect behind it, just by virtue of the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. The sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, and especially the emergency nervous system, doesn't know the difference between what's really happening in our life and what's happening in our brain. That's so important to understand. What's happening in our brain and what's happening in our experience in our so-called real life, to the body, they're the same thing. When they do experiments on people, on kids, and they imagine them throwing free throws, they get these basketball players, they imagine them, have 10 of them imagining they're throwing free throws and 10 of them really practicing that they're hitting the free throws. They find that the results are the same. The people who thought they were practicing have the same kind of benefits as the people who are really practicing, because the body doesn't know the difference between a thought and what's really happening. And that's why it's so important to leverage your psychology, to learn how to, if not how to constructively deal with our thoughts, at least to understand what's going on. Reality is created in our thoughts as much as it's created in our physical experiences. So anyway, I thought this was an interesting article. This is from came out just a couple of days ago from the journal Psychology of Religion and Spirituality. Yes, that's a real peer-reviewed journal. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's say good morning to Chris in Texas. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
I'm still alive.
All right, love it.
The thing that keeps me listening to you is pure and simple fear. I'm scared to death, Ben.
Yeah, falling apart.
But, I mean, that's what keeps me listening to your program, because I get more out of your program than I would going to any doctor, especially here. And the trouble is that, I'm alone. At least, nobody in my family circle or my social circle believes in what I believe and what you believe. They're bought in. Exactly. They drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's like you're in another dimension. You're living in a parallel reality of some kind, parallel universe. But you know what that means, Chris? Let me tell you what that means. This is what you can do. You can help people with this wisdom and this knowledge. And that's the only thing you could do. You have to see yourself as a helper. Not say, why is nobody here for me, or there's nobody in my world, and I'm all alone, because in a way you are alone. But you have to start to see yourself as coming from another dimension and here to help. Does that make sense? And your job is to study as much as you can, to learn as much as you can, so you can share it as much as you can. That's the only way to find satisfaction from all of this information. Otherwise, you'll take this information and you'll feel alone. You'll feel completely marooned, which you really are. So you got to use it to help people, and that will take away some of that angst, the fear that you're talking about. Does that help?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Well, look, I will let you jump to your guest, and I'll call you another day, okay?
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much, Chris. Take care, buddy. Let us go to Barry in New Orleans, my good friend Barry. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
All right. Yes, I want to ask you, when getting sunlight on your body,
sunlight.
for example, I usually just come to let the sun just fall on my solar plexus area. Is that
that's kind of clever? Yeah, that's kind of clever. Do you notice anything when you do that?
Not yet, but I just want to know if that's a sufficient amount of skin exposure.
No. You need all your skin. Lay out in your bathing suit. You need as much skin as possible. That's not enough skin. Think of your skin as a solar receiver, a solar receiving device. You want as much of it pulling in that sunlight, that solar energy, as possible. I'm telling you, the sun, we get energized from the sun. So you want to have that. You don't want to burn. You know, when dermatologists say that, that kind of ticks me off when they knock on the sun because they say, oh, you're going to burn. And a tan is not a burn, by the way. I keep reading that. A tan is melanin, is pigment. And by the way, melanin, the more pigment you have, the more electrical you are. Melanin conducts electrical energy. Now, it's true, though, for African Americans or people of color, you're going to have an issue with vitamin D, and that is a problem because the melanin will shield your skin, your cells from getting vitamin D, and that is an issue. But the melanin itself is highly electroconductive. In fact, there are melanin batteries that are being developed now where they're actually using pigment, melanin pigment, as a battery. So, no, exposing your skin as much as possible to the sun is the way you want to do it. All right, Barry?
Well, I still would get some.
Yeah, you'll get some, but, you know, why limit yourself? Unless you can't, I mean, you're in Louisiana, right? I mean, you got plenty of sun, don't you?
Yes. Also, what about the supplements? Even though you said the best form is to get it from the sun, but if they're the best you can do, then do it,
the supplement. But it's hard to control it. Your body regulates vitamin D content. It's not the best way. We'll leave it at that. It's not even a really good way. But vitamin D is just a funny vitamin that the body controls. And to try to take it in from supplements or even food for that matter, it's just not going to get you what you need from the sun, what you could get from the sun. I want to get one more call in. Thank you so much, Barry. Appreciate it. Take care, my friend. Let's go to Ben in Texas. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
Hey, sir. My uncle was 87 years old. He's had nausea.
I'm sorry, Ben. I need you to speak up. I can't really hear you.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, my uncle's 87 years old. He had nausea for like 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And the only time this went away is when he lives in South Jersey. He went to Daytona Beach to visit my sister, and it went away when he was there. When he went back to Jersey, the nausea came back.
That is really crazy. Now, that could be a psychological thing. I'm not saying I don't know that it's not. But it could also be something in the home. Something where he's living, that's what it would sound like to me, that there's some kind of mold or some kind of toxin in the home. But it could also be a psychological issue. You have to call me back tomorrow, Ben. We're out of time. We got Susie Goodwin coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast this morning is addressed by President Trump's acting chief of staff. Mick Mulvaney tells the audience of about 1,000 Catholics that the president supports religious freedom for all, but often brings up the threats facing Christians when he meets with foreign leaders.
I can assure you that I have been sitting with him in the Oval Office, in the Cabinet Room, with leaders from around the world, where he will look at them and say, now, you're not doing enough to take care of the Christians in your country, or thank you for helping the Christians in your country.
Mulvaney also says the president encourages people of all religions and faiths who work at the White House to take their faith and work it into our policies, in his words. Arguments have begun before the Supreme Court over a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census that the administration supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am very excited to have our next guest on, Susie Goodwin. I met her a couple weeks ago, or actually about a month ago now, and I heard her story and I was like, you got to come on my radio program. Susie had an autistic child, and I know from the letters I get that there's a lot of autism out there. I think it's like one out of every 59 kids now is dealing with autism spectrum disorder. Susie is a elementary and early childhood education teacher. She's a certified Love and Logic parent facilitator, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Please welcome to the bright side, Susie Goodwin. What's up, Susie?
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me, Ben.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. When I first heard your story, or when you told me your story, the first thing I thought of in my head was, she's got to come on. Susie's got to come on the radio program, because there's so many parents who are dealing with kids with autism, and we talk about it on this program in terms of digestive health, in terms of the microbiome, good bacteria, that is, in terms of gluten intolerance and other food intolerances. I don't know if you're familiar with a book called Gut and Psychology Syndrome by Natasha Kinsky Campbell. We talk about that a lot. But you have you bring something else to the table. You talked about how you reared your child, and how you turned your childhood from a highly functioning autistic child into a functional adult. And I'd love it if you tell your story in terms of how you raised your child and what you can recommend to folks.
Sure, absolutely. So my son Zach was diagnosed with autism when he was 4 years, 10 months old. And it took us 10 months to get in to receive the diagnosis, to have him evaluated. The waiting list
was
back then was just
before,
so long.
I hear reports now
that it's timely currently as well, to just waiting to get in to see the doctors that evaluate our kiddos.
Hey, Susan. Susie.
These specialists.
Can you hear me, Susie?
Yes.
Hey, before you go and continue your story, what were your clues? Why did you even take your kid to the doctor?
So I took him in for his third year check, and our pediatrician looked at me and said, do up your seatbelt. You've got a kiddo that's gifted and talented on your hands. He has been in the 95th, 99th plus percentile in every developmental stepping stone, milestone that he was looking at. And he said, he's just so smart and with it, and you better get ready, because my guess is that he'll be in the gifted and talented program at school. I took him in when he was 4 to have him evaluated, and nothing had changed. The resources that were available to him with my background in education were all still coming in to him. Our home was still the same. Nothing had changed. There were no illnesses that we knew about. Everything was status quo. And he looked at me at his four-year appointment and said, you know, it doesn't strike me necessarily as the last kid in the class to get it, but Susie, probably the last kid in the class to get it. And I said, whoa, something has gone really haywire here. What is going on? And so our pediatrician suggested that we have Zach evaluated. And to be honest with you, there were some signs that I just wasn't picking up on, whether it was because I was a mom in denial, whether it was because I just was chalking his behavior up to being all boy. This kiddo just never stops. And when my daughter came along, she's 3.5 years younger than he is. When my daughter came along and I started seeing what more typical behavior was for a child that age, I started seeing also that we were in territory that was not what would be considered typical.
Did you have support, like people, other parents who had autistic children, or people who knew about autism, or were you kind of on your own?
I was kind of on my own. He's 20 now, and this was 15 years ago. 15 years ago, insurance didn't acknowledge autism. They didn't consider it something that they would acknowledge or cover. Those resources that were available to me back then, there weren't a lot of them, and what was available was very, very expensive. And so everything that we were doing was out of pocket. So my husband of 15 years, when my son was diagnosed with autism, wanted a divorce after he found out about the diagnosis. So I was a single mom with two kids navigating this journey.
Okay, so what did you, how did you deal with it? You got the diagnosis. What's next?
So we got the diagnosis, and when he was diagnosed at 4 years, 10 months, he scored a 12 on the ADAS scale. So in order to be considered autistic, you have to score 10 or higher.
That's the autistic diagnosis scale.
Yes. You have to score 10 or higher in order to be considered autistic. So Zach scored a 12, so he was definitely high-functioning. I put into place the diet that they recommended. I put into place the medications that the doctors recommended, and also the therapies that the doctors recommended. We went back a year later to have him reevaluated to see how we were doing, and he scored a 13 on that scale.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
He was heading the wrong direction. So I just remember one day being just fed up beyond belief and feeling like I was chasing the message that I kept getting was that autism is, he's never going to recover from it. And there's really not a lot that you can do. And so I was told that he would be, lucky to be a a factory worker, that he wouldn't graduate. We'd be lucky if he graduated from high school. Wouldn't go on to college, wouldn't drive. He'd be in a home as a young adult. And what I realized, Ben, was that I spent an awful lot of time chasing around after what the doctors were telling me to do. And it still brings tears to my eyes today. It makes me cry today to think about it. Is that my deepest desire was to be in relationship with my son. Because the very nature of autism is that they have a difficult time connecting emotionally.
Mm.
And
yeah, that's what the word autistic means, like they're
on
their own.
To be in relationship with him.
Wow. So what did you do? How did you, I mean, you have this miracle on your hands. You've got a fully functioning adult autistic child. So what did you do? The diet, the food didn't work, the medication didn't work. How did you handle it?
Right, so I started entering into relationship. I met him where he was, and I started, instead of having the expectation that he operated a certain level, I just started meeting him where he was.
Okay,
now,
Susan, we got to take a break. I don't know if you can hear me or not, Susan, but we got to take a break. We'll come back right after this, and I want to hear exactly step-by-step what you mean by being in a relationship, actually, and how you step-by-step expedited that or facilitated that. We're talking to Susie Goodwin about her experience with her autistic child. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Susie Goodwin about her experience with her autistic child. So, Susie, you tried all the mainstream and alternative ways of dealing with your autistic kid, and it didn't work. Kid got worse. Now you do something called relating, or what did you? How did you say it? Relating to your child from where he's at.
I entered into relationship with him. And met him where he was. So, what that looked like for me was, we have this mirrored support beam in our kitchen, and I put him on one side, and he was on the other, and I had him match my facial features. So we turned it into a game because he couldn't relate to me emotionally. So I asked him, I said, match your forehead to mine, match your eyes to mine, match your cheeks to mine, match your mouth to mine, match your chin to mine. And, of course, it was very step-by-step. This was one instruction at a time. And when he did it, I would say, look in the mirror, and that's called happy. And so we started doing that, and we did it with very basic emotions. And then we did this for about a year and a half. I wasn't sure we were making progress. What I did know is that he loved playing the game with me. And I remember being on I-25, driving down I-25 about a year and a half later, and he looked at me. All he could see were my eyes in the rearview mirror. Someone had cut me off in the car, and he, in this little voice from the back seat, said, "Oh, Mama, you're not happy. You're angry." And wow. It was the first time he was able to express that he could look in someone else and express what they were feeling. He was getting he was feeling down really well, but to be able to take himself out of himself and see what someone else was feeling, that was really a breakthrough.
So
and it
how
was
old
a breakthrough was moment that made it so that he was coachable.
How old was he at that point?
He would have been 6 and a half, almost 7.
And you're still doing the nutrition stuff and the diet stuff and all the other things, or are you completely bailed on all that?
No, all of that we completely bailed on just because of the back. Well, understand that 15 years ago, we didn't have gluten-free options in the grocery store. I had to go to Whole Foods and some other very expensive places to get our meals. And I was paying, my grocery bill was over $800 a month.
Oh, my goodness. Did you...
And so I had to use my resources carefully. Mm-hmm.
Did you continue with the food and the gut health stuff and any of the other things aside from gluten-free? Did you focus on the gut?
We did not.
I see.
Did
you ever?
We did not. And it's not because it wouldn't benefit him and behoove him, but it was just because my resources financially were very limited.
So you did all of this strictly by using this kind of, what did you call it, relationship? I'm not sure how you're saying it. Relationship therapy, I guess you call it?
Yes, entered into relationship with him. I met him where he was.
And that's the only thing you did?
Really, it is.
That's really amazing.
I held him accountable. I was a tough mom. There was a consequence for every behavior, positive and negative.
And what does he do now?
So 5 years ago, I took him in to have him reevaluated to find out what I needed to put in place post-high school. And so when we look at that ADAS scale, kids, we tend to see kids recover by a point or two on that scale as they grow and mature and gain skills and tools. And Zach went from a 13 to a 2. So
he's
so far from the autism spectrum scale now that, it's just nothing short of a miracle. His doctors were just dumbfounded. So now he's in college. He's studying computer programming. He's driving. He's holding a full-time job. He's been given promotions in the store that he's in. He's been put in charge of sales and education in the store.
Does he have any autism symptoms that come up when he's under stress, or do you notice anything, or would you say he's just like you couldn't tell the difference between him and an average person?
You know, a lot of people can't tell when they meet him. As his mom, I see it. Because we've been so intimately involved in that way. But there are times when I'm not sure if what I'm looking at and experiencing with him is residual autism characteristics or if it's really just part of his personality now that's just so ingrained.
He's not dysfunctional. There's no dysfunction there, right?
No, there's no
that's
dysfunction
awesome.
There.
So now you do workshops and classes and that kind of thing?
I do. I offer workshops and classes, and I'm writing a book, or I'm almost finished with it, about his recovery. And my point in offering classes, my goal, is to empower parents along that journey and to help them to discover skills and tools and tweak things that will work for them and their family. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It really is about meeting your child where he is. So one autistic six-year-old is not going to look like another autistic six-year-old, just like one neurotypical six-year-old isn't going to look like another neurotypical six-year-old. We're all individuals, and we need to be met where we are.
What is a Love and Logic parent facilitator?
So I was trained in Love and Logic over 20 years ago. Love and Logic is a parenting philosophy that... And it was written by Dr. Foster Klein and Jim Fay, and they're actually in Golden, Colorado. That's where they're located. Their philosophy is that we deal with children in a way where we allow consequences to do the teaching so that we can stay in relationship with our children. So in other words, we want our children to be taking a look at themselves and ultimately saying, wow, the quality of my life depends on the decisions I make.
What does that look like?
Absolutely nothing to do with whether or not mom or dad is mad at me.
What does it look like to let your consequences do your teaching? Tell me what that means exactly.
So a very simplistic example, and we can get into more detailed examples, but very simplistic one is we tend to want to tell our kids, take your coat, wear your coat, wear your coat. And our kids don't want to wear their coat. And we say, okay, well, do you think maybe you should just carry it? And they say, I don't want to carry it. So instead of entering into that battle, they go out and you send them off to school, no coat, and they come home and they say, it's raining outside. And they say, I'm all wet and cold. And instead of saying, I asked you to take your coat this morning and you refused to, you weren't going to do it. You look at them and say, Sweetheart, I know what you feel like. When I go outside without my coat on and I get wet and cold, I'm miserable too.
So you should point out the consequences of their negative behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that basically what you're talking about?
Yes.
What about what about kids who are just like self-sabotaging and they just want to have negative behaviors? You just let them be?
Well, no. I think that we need to get to the root of why they're self-sabotaging. So it's really easy to make a blanket statement like that, but to get to the root of it, otherwise we're slapping Band-Aids on behavior that we don't understand where it's coming from. So we've got to get to the root of, is it a control issue? Is it, are they feeling like they don't have enough control in their lives? So if they don't have enough control in their lives, we need to offer them more control. We can do that by offering lots of choices, and we need to offer choices we can live with, not empty threats.
There's not just you don't think there's just oppositional behavior that's just part of the developmental process?
I think that there is oppositional behavior. It is absolutely normal and expected for them to reach out and test the boundaries, make sure that those boundaries are absolutely firm and in place. We need to turn that around and think about that differently. They're doing their job. It may be irritating to us, but they're saying, I'm ready to grow.
That's
and
great.
They're reaching out and trying to see what that looks like.
Oh,
so
that's great.
We need to respond differently.
I like that. I like that a lot. All right, so we're out of time here. You got a Facebook page. Tell us about that. And how, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that? If somebody has an autistic child or needs help in any way, how can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me over Facebook, under Susie Goodwin, or my website, my Facebook page is Miracles in Parenting, and you're welcome to email me at susiegoodwin@comcast.com, or you're welcome to call me. And is it okay to give my phone number?
Yeah, what's your phone number, Susie? Give out your phone number.
Yeah, 720-301-4022.
All right. Thank you so much, Susie. It's been great talking to you. Hopefully I'll see you soon, and keep up the good work.
I'm looking forward to it, Ben. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Take care. That was Susie Goodwin, and she calls it Miracles in Parenting. You can reach out to her. You can reach out to her by calling or on her Facebook page. Her name is Susie Goodwin, Susie G-O-O-D-W-I-N. And let's see. Phone number, as she said, was where is her phone number here? Oh, I don't have a phone number. You have to check out on the archives. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fellow